which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for Saturday, March 28th. Holidays today, it's something on a stick day. And for those 420 fans out there, it's Weed Appreciation Day. When in reality, that just means weeds like in the gardens and stuff. So, and the edible weeds too, I think.
And don't forget, April this year is 420 every day.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, that's right. It is. Oh, well, we got that to look forward to. Maybe once this coronavirus is gone. So let's quickly get into, some birthdays today. Kurt Hennig would have been 62 today. He passed away in 2003 at the age of 44. Umaga would have been 47 today. And he died in 2009 at the age of 36. The Warlord, who, believe it or not, is still alive.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He's 58 today. And current WWE superstar Mustafa Ali is 34 today.
I didn't think he was that old.
Mustafa Ali is 34 years old today. Pinklings brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You can still join us April 18th. I double checked it today. It's April 18th. It's not canceled yet for UFC 249 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Now, I say yet. We'll let you know if it is, but not at the moment. That's a 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early, hosted by us, and prize drink specials and prizes all night long. That's April 18th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 248. Are you interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're into the men's team, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, flowercityfear.com. They can use any sort of volunteer help. Right now, nobody's doing anything because of the coronavirus, COVID-19. But we are. We're here, and we're here to talk pro wrestling with you for the next hour here on Fox Sports 1280. I am the Cashman. I am joined by Furby.
Hey, folks. How's it going?
And by Danger Boy.
You know, I never realized that Furby actually looked like a Furby until I watched the show back on Facebook Live last week.
Well, I will tell you, if you're watching it right now, you're seeing what Furby looks like again. So
my ears just aren't as pointy.
Yeah. So,
they stick out a little bit more like an elephant.
Yeah, and he does, they'll vibrate in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, you know, so for some reason. I don't know why.
And wake up and start spinning his head around and saying weird things.
Yeah, it looks like a kind of a gremlin sometimes. But yeah, if you were watching last week, you saw some sort of great artist rendition. It was a courtroom artist there. And you're seeing a new one right now, too, as we are on the air now, and we're here to talk with you. Let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. There's lots of stuff going on. In pro wrestling, even though there's not lots going on in the world right now.
How there's actually a ton of news in pro wrestling right now.
How are you guys doing through this COVID-19 thing? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't leave my house from Sunday until yesterday.
I'm essential. I've been leaving every day.
Okay.
I've just about lost my mind.
you didn't have much of one to begin with either. This is weird.
Oh, boy. Well, it's getting better. I'm getting more used to working at home now, so I'm kind of getting, I'm kind of liking this. I'm watching wrestling every day while I work, so.
Yeah, you know, I've seen, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but there's wrestling to watch. I will tell you that. I watched Impact Wrestling this week once again. They are doing a special next Tuesday night after their regular Impact show called TNA Wrestling. It's going to be an hour-long TNA special with a bunch of people coming back, and it's the one that they had promised to do WrestleMania week, but because everything in the world has been canceled, they're just going to do it anyways, which is pretty cool. You know, one thing, if you ever seen Impact on Access TV, I know we're not even starting with the topics yet, but if you ever do see Impact on Access TV, they always have a flashback feud that they highlight. And this past week, we got to see a little short-haired AJ Styles, you know, Kurt Angle, a bunch of the guys that were all involved, Christian, you know, and we're talking 2003, I think, you know, 2004. So.
Yeah, back in the day.
I remember, at least in the days that I was watching TNA, I can remember that Christian was the first big name, really, that went from WWE to TNA.
He is the first guy. Well, Kurt Angle was
the first.
But
Christian there though before Kurt Angle?
No. Christian, I've got to look that up, but I'm pretty sure Kurt Angle was there.
I thought Christian was there in 05 and then Kurt went like just after the end of the or towards the end of the 06 year.
I just remember Kurt showed up. Yeah, well, but Kurt Angle had to be the biggest I think
Kurt Angle showed up when Samoa Joe was still undefeated.
Yeah, so that, you know, I'm trying to think of the timeline, but I'm guessing that that they were close to each other. You might be right because I know for a fact I met actually Christian and Kurt Angle at the New York State Fair when the TNA show had a show at the New York State Fair. Jeremy brought me back into the wooded off section that was a locker room, which I mean you've seen some pretty bad locker rooms in your history. This was the worst thing. You know, I mean, there's a doorway, the emergency doorway that didn't set off any alarms right next to it that people could have walked in at any time. And that's if you've seen the infamous picture of me with Kurt Angle, where it looks like Kurt Angle's naked.
Yes.
Yeah, that was at that show. And actually, I talked with him as we walked across the fair for him to go home. He was like, he had all his gear on, and I walked with him as we went across the entire fair. But Kurt, you know what? You got me thinking now. I'm going to look it up while we're talking, but I will say, if you want to see some good flashbacks or some guys, there's still some guy. I mean, I hear Shark Boy's going to be there.
He's probably going to be doing the Stone Cold thing. Right?
Well, it's Shark Boy 316 or whatever he calls it. Yeah. So there's a lot of that's coming up Tuesday night this week. But let's talk about what's really the biggest thing going on right now, and that's WrestleMania. What is going on with WrestleMania? And the question now is it already been taped?
Yes.
It's already been taped.
100% already been taped. There is a shelter in place in Orange County, Florida, where they have both Full Sail and the Performance Center. So they had to stop. They had to be done by 11 p.m. last night. Though I've heard some rumors that some of the wrestlers are allowed to go to the Performance Center still. So I'm not exactly 100% sure how much they're enforcing it.
Well, I heard that the Performance Center was completely closed down, and everybody who's going there has been told to stay home.
I've heard elsewise after the fact that one of the wrestlers reached out to one of the guys reporting that and said, no, we're still allowed to go. But they filmed on Wednesday and Thursday all of WrestleMania. The WrestleMania that you're being promised currently as of this time is probably going to not be what you see. There is a few guys who are not going to be wrestling for various reasons, and we'll get into that here in a minute. But WrestleMania is taped, and I'm guessing if you look hard enough out there, and you really just don't want to be surprised on the 4th and 5th, you can find the results. I know there's people who said they have them, and they are not going to post them. But even with as few people as there, the spoilers are getting out, and we've already heard a few of them, which are how we know certain people aren't going to be there.
Yeah, and I saw listed spoilers even for tonight's SmackDown, too, and I didn't think that would be coming out yet, but I saw it this afternoon.
They have filmed up through this shelter-in-place is in place until April 9th currently, and they have filmed through April 6th, which is the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yep.
Okay, and so the show that's on Friday night here on SmackDown this week and next week are already recorded.
Correct. As is NXT, as is Raw next week and the week after.
And we found out last week on NXT that not this week but next week we're going to get the Johnny Gargano, Tomas Ciampa, whatever. They didn't even say what kind of match it was going to be, but
it's going to be two people in an empty room and only one walks out. And they didn't really say if you have to pin somebody or whatnot. It's probably going to be like a last man standing type deal.
Okay, so I was going to say, not only that, but. And I'm guessing that's done then right now, that they already finished that?
I don't believe they filmed that yet. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Okay, because we are definitely going to be getting, you know what, you are right, Furby. Christian, it was 2005, and Angle was 2006.
Yep. November 2005, and then September 2006 was Angle.
That's right. So you are correct. I was reading comments on, I don't know if you ever look at our iTunes page with all our shows, but someone really doesn't like me on there, okay? Honestly, go back. If you ever get a chance to go to the iTunes and look at the comments, read the last one on there. Someone really doesn't like me. And I'm sorry about that, sir, but because he thinks I don't watch wrestling. I just host the show, but I'm always wrong everything I say. That's what he said. So yeah, there. You would have got me right there. I would have been wrong saying Angle.
So Dr. Love's still around, huh?
Dr. Love. Not really that worried about him, to be honest with you. But I will, you know, so... You're saying WrestleMania is already done. All these shows are done. In fact, even the Raw after
Monday. Raw after WrestleMania is done.
So, and the big thing is, and we're kind of been going through this in the last week amongst ourselves, there's a lot of changes in the card, and we can go through each one if we want to right now. I guess the biggest one is Roman Reigns is not wrestling at WrestleMania against Goldberg for the title.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, it came out on Thursday night. Ryan Satin released it, and Ryan Satin's kind of like the guy who releases stuff for WWE now. When they don't want to just come out and say it, because he is affiliated with them with the backstage program. And he came out and he said Roman Reigns is not wrestling because he is immunocompromised due to his leukemia. So he has fears, and it did come out that some people have had temperatures. They're taking everybody's temperature when they show up at the Performance Center to film, and some people have been over the 100.4 threshold mark. That is one of the indicators of having coronavirus.
Yeah, I saw that, and I guess they get told to go home immediately.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that's why we lost Rey Mysterio for WrestleMania.
And we lost The Miz.
And The Miz, both of them.
Yeah, the first two names that I heard, obviously, were Mysterio and Dana Brooke. And then, obviously, now on Thursday with Roman being the biggest of names. And that kind of led to the downfall of the other names trickling out. I mean, we've got Miz, you know, Lashley said that he went, but there's still rumors that he might have gotten his match in. And obviously Andrade with the rib injury, which is not related. But then, you know, now Cesaro and Asuka as well.
Yeah, so this card that we're going to see for these 2 days is going to be completely a different one. Now, we do know, and I mean, this is highly rumored, but I think we were pretty sure that it's going to be Braun Strowman taking on Goldberg for the SmackDown, whatever title, WWE titles that they call
it. No, that one's the...
That's on Monday Night.
That's the Universal.
Universal, sorry.
The Blue Universal.
I forgot that the Universal went change brands, yes. after it was created for Monday Night Raw. So Braun Strowman is now going to be taking on Goldberg. We're going to find out about that on SmackDown.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, that's what we hear. That all the changes are going to be set up.
My issue with that is, and I know it is what it is, but how do you get rewarded with a Universal title match after losing the Intercontinental title?
How do we know he lost it? How do we know that's going
to
happen?
He already lost it to
Sami Zayn.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It happened on the last pay-per-view. Yeah. See, there. That guy was right about me. See, I didn't know what I was talking about. No. I just have a 2 second.
I'm two for two tonight.
Woohoo!
Yeah, but, so he's already lost. He lost the IC title, and he had some of his own issues.
He had nothing to do with that either. He had nothing to do with the fall in that match, right?
No, he was the fall.
Oh, was he the fall? I'm trying to remember how it
was.
It
was a 3-on-1 handicap.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I keep forgetting. It's like,
that was actually wonderfully done where he couldn't get his hands on Sammy.
And Sammy didn't do anything until like the end of that match.
And then they just dropped the whole angle, and it seemed weird.
Well, tell me, not all angles are getting dropped anyways right now.
Pretty, for the most part. I mean, they're trying to continue some of them, but they're not doing everything. I mean, we lost AOP because of
Rezar's
tore his bicep, so they're going to keep Akam off TV because, you know, why not?
Because you can't have one without the other.
Apparently.
And apparently they're the guys also that had to force to change their ring attire because it looked too much like Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it last week, but I had heard it before about that, how they made, now if you noticed since they re-debuted with Seth Rollins.
They don't have the vests anymore.
Yeah, they weren't wearing the vests and the snaps on them and the fatigues or whatever, the black fatigues that they wore. So, yeah, they, we'll go through the list again, but now Reigns is not wrestling. Andrade is not wrestling because of an injury. At least we think so. We know he was injured, but we're not sure.
He was injured. He was supposed to be in a tag title. I heard he was out this afternoon.
Yeah. Roman Reigns, of course. Bobby Lashley, we already said that. And then we've got The Miz, Rey Mysterio Jr. If you're, sorry, he's not even a junior anymore, is he?
No, he's just Rey Mysterio.
He was Rey Mysterio Jr. for many years.
Yes.
Back when I used to watch it. Yeah, so...
And then another name, too, going forward that I heard as well, just through looking around, Brie Bella mentioned that Daniel Bryan might even be off TV after WrestleMania because he does have some sort of autoimmune deficiency.
Yeah, they said, she said on her podcast that when he was done, he was going to be doing the filming, and after he was done the filming, he had to go into 2 weeks of quarantine to make sure nothing was happening because
his wife's pregnant.
Well, his wife's pregnant, and he's got an autoimmune disease, and they just want to make sure everything's okay. So for 2 weeks, he's got to live in a hotel.
Which, after being stuck in my house for 6 straight days, I can understand being stuck in a hotel for 2 weeks is probably enough to drive you crazy. But we are slowly but surely. I mean, listen, we got WrestleMania is not this weekend; it's next weekend.
Yes,
it's which is just insane that one. The show has been already wrestled, but both parts of the show are completely done already.
I am slightly intrigued to see what they do because they have a couple crazy gimmick matches they're going to do. The Boneyard match.
Yeah, which, I'm guessing that's done too. I heard it's not going to be on site.
They did a lot of stuff. They said they're going to focus more on the fact that they have the ability to edit everything and do that. It's going to look more like a movie than it's going to look like wrestling.
And they said that same thing for the Cena Fiend match as well. It's going to be very similar to like a House of Horrors match that Orton.
God, we can only hope. We can only hope. I want to see Orton. I want to see Cena have the refrigerator dumped on him again.
Oh, that was
like Orton did, but then somehow make it back to the arena before Wyatt did.
Even though they were 3 states away. Yeah,
yes.
That was a terrible. I mean, anytime the WWE tried to copy what Matt Hardy was doing, and that was one of them.
That was so good,
and they even
so did, good that was so bad.
And they even did the Wyatt and Hardy match at the Hardy compound as well.
Yes. Which we'll get into talking about him in the next segment because he did do some magic on Wednesday night, but so WrestleMania is not, and there's a lot of people asking for WWE, even though they taped it already, is to cancel the whole thing.
There and supposedly everybody in the back is completely thinks they're crazy, and there is one person in the company who wants the show to go on, and it's the one person who matters most.
Not the investors, obviously.
No, it's Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, VKM is the one who said, apparently he had his hands on everything that went on this weekend.
Which is completely insane because he is in the highest risk group and he's out and about doing everything that he probably shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, and the funny thing is he's going into isolation as soon as it's over too. That's what I heard is because he's been spending way too much time out. And if you've seen the numbers from this thing, the way it's been increasing exponentially every day, Vince McMahon should be worried about it because you could bump into someone at 7-Eleven. You never know. And then, 2 weeks later, you start, someone coughs in the air when you're,
They're telling you now to go as far as like when you get an Amazon package, get rid of the packaging immediately and then wash your hands because it lives on cardboard for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why if you go to the grocery store, they went back to some of the plastic bags.
Yeah, I noticed that at Walmart and
because they don't want to handle your reusable bags.
So this is what do you guys think? You got messages on Facebook 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. If you want to give us a call and tell us, sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but we're just at a loss. I mean, yes, the whole world is in. The funny thing is Vince McMahon wouldn't cancel a show after a wrestler died in the middle of it. Why would he cancel after there's a pandemic going on? Yeah,
Well, he takes about as seriously as some of those in charge, so.
And as we go, before we go to break, I want to mention one last thing. Dark Side of the Ring, it redebuted this past week on Vice TV. If you're a fan of Vice TV, it's the show about the dirty side of pro wrestling, and they reenactment and do stories. And this past week was Chris Benoit.
And if you think you know everything about the Chris Benoit story, you really don't. There's some new stuff on there, and there is one person, Nancy Benoit's sister, who had only been on, the only interview she had done on this whole thing was on the Chris Jericho podcast previously, is one of the main people.
And does it surprise you that Chris Jericho is a producer on this show?
Chris Jericho is the host for the whole season.
And he's a producer, too. And so basically he brought together Nancy Benoit's sister and Chris Benoit's son.
Yep, David Benoit.
And that was very emotional because they hadn't seen each other in years. And you know, and there's a lot of people that are, you know, David Benoit wants to be a wrestler. He trained to be a wrestler. You think the odds are he's ever going to get a chance in this world to be a wrestler because of the history? I mean, and plus he looks a lot like his dad.
Yeah, his face looks just like his father.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel terrible for the guy. And I think he's already given up his dream of being a wrestler. But, I mean, he was the son that wasn't the one that lived in
Atlanta. Yeah, he was from Benoit's first marriage.
Yeah, so it was. If you've got a chance to watch that, I know you can find it on YouTube.
All the episodes actually are on YouTube. I watched even season one and obviously the two-parter for Benoit. And honestly, you could feel the pain in his voice and just see the torture that he went through this entire time and just all the hate that he got from everybody on this for just... And he was the innocent guy in this entire situation. And it was gut-wrenching. It was bone-chilling. But it's definitely a must-see.
You know what really blew my mind about that episode was... the footage they showed of the Raw the day after it was discovered, and how Vince McMahon had told everybody to go out and, you know, and say their heart. I remember CM Punk or Mark Henry read a poem.
Yeah.
CM Punk praised Benoit by saying that, you know, he's one of the reasons he's a wrestler and stuff. I mean, and they're showing all this footage, and then the next footage they show, like a minute or two after that, is Vince McMahon coming on and starting Monday Night Raw up a week later and apologizing for honoring Chris Benoit.
I think it was SmackDown.
And it was SmackDown on Tuesday. I think it was on Tuesdays at that
they
time.
They filmed on Tuesdays, but I think they aired it either Thursdays or Fridays. Okay. I can't remember which day it aired at that point.
And it was just, I remember that because that was one of the first things, like, I was a few years watching wrestling at the time, and it was a whole crazy thing for me, especially within the last 2 years, losing Eddie in 05 and then Benoit in 07. It was just having, you know, no canceling the show, having, you know, just a memorial for him, and then wiping it all clean.
I mean, not just clean. I mean, pulling it apart and taking him out of everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
And his name not being allowed to be said. So when we go to break on that, we want to know what you guys think. If you had a chance to watch it, 222-1280, star 1280. Or you can message us on Facebook. We will read the messages and stuff like that. But we're going to take a break, come back, talk a little bit about AEW. Maybe a very little bit, but maybe a little bit more than, you know. But we had some cool stuff happen this week, as well as a debut in the ring of a guy who debuted, you know, outside the ring in last show. And we'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm Cashman with Danger Boy and Furby and you. And we spent most of that last segment talking about WrestleMania. Nothing is still set in concrete for any of, because I haven't seen a direct spoiler from any of those matches yet.
It actually kind of makes WrestleMania this year a little bit more intriguing, because most years you don't know what to expect, but really it's pre-recorded and we really don't know what to expect because we don't know who's going to be on it.
There's probably like, you know, I'll do my Vince McMahon. If I hear anyone give spoilers, I'll know who it is and you'll be fired. Okay, there. But I'm guessing because they really want to keep this under wraps. But we do know about like the Braun Strowman, you know, and some of the other changes, just because, you know, when you hear that people get isolated, that they're not going to be involved in WrestleMania. No. So let's talk a little about AEW this past week. We got to see Brody Lee debut in the ring let's talk about that weird promo. Okay, there's a promo of him and a couple of the guys from the Dark Order eating, and he's apparently not letting anyone eat until he's done eating.
And then another knock on Vince McMahon this week.
Yeah, well, that's what that whole segment was. I mean, not only something Vince has done before to people where they can't eat until he's done eating. If they get served before him, you can't eat until Vince gets his food.
His biggest pet peeve is sneezing.
Yes.
And one of them sneezed during that segment.
He got kicked out for it.
And I heard that caused some heat in the WWE locker room. I heard, you know, because there's a lot of guys who are very loyal to Vince and are like butt kissers around him, and Listen, we all heard the stories. We know Vince doesn't like sneezing. We know he's a germaphobe. You know, he, you know, he's, you know, and I never heard the story about the eating before, though. That wasn't, though.
Well, I'd heard, I mean, it even came out when Brody Lee was on Chris Jericho's podcast this week that if Vince is eating, you can't get his attention. Anything you pitch to him when he's eating, he just doesn't listen. And he loves steak. So I'm actually surprised they didn't have ketchup with that steak.
Oh, is he ketchup on a steak?
I've heard that.
Interesting. But, you know, it was once again another shot at Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And what do you guys, I mean, to me, that's like, you know, burning a bridge, kind of, you know. But, I mean, it's also not direct either. So, I mean, Vince, listen, WWE does plenty of non-direct things when it comes to what they do on TV, which includes this week stealing AEW's hard cam position for what they did.
For Raw.
Yeah. Did you?
They moved it so it was pointed at the...
I'm guessing we're going to see it the way the rest of the recorded shows.
Yeah, they pointed it at the stage so you don't see the empty seats.
Yeah, so, and I think it's a good... That was always growling. That's one thing I liked that they had done in AEW. But so Brody Lee's promo takes some shots at Vince, if you know the story, but it wasn't directly using his name and didn't think... And I'm sure there's more coming because Vince has lots of weird things with him.
And you talk about burning bridges. I'm not really sure if Brody Lee cares anymore. I mean, he's at the point where he was so underutilized in WWE. You see a lot of the rumors that came out about, you know, the amount of things that he pitched to Vince and how many times it got shut down. And if it wasn't for Daniel Bryan asking him to come back in that last segment when he was running the tag with Daniel Bryan, Rowan and Harper or Brody Lee and Reigns and Daniel Bryan, if it wasn't for him asking him to come back, I don't think he would ever came back to WWE before his contract was ran out.
And that was kind of just doing the thing with that Rowan was doing with Daniel Bryan on SmackDown. And I thought that was great. And you know, the thing is one thing I know about Mr. Luke Harper or Brody Lee is that he's friends with Daniel Bryan. And I know he cares a lot about him.
And he said on Jericho's podcast, he respects him more than just about anybody in the business. And that, he also said he was trying to wrestle. He was pitching ideas for him to wrestle himself. He's like, I'll go to NXT, I'll do anything. And Triple H is like, oh, you want to go to New Japan? I can go there. And he's like, I can get you there. And he's like, yeah, I'll go to New Japan. I'll go anywhere you want. I just want to wrestle. And they kept telling him no. When he finally asked for his release, Vince said he couldn't let him go for business reasons.
And I saw that,
which is true. I mean, you heard he had a bigger contract sitting on the docket for him to sign that would have paid him more money than he had already made.
Yeah, he said he turned down a contract that made him really think about whether he would sit at home and collect that money.
And that was up to the very last minute of him deciding to either resign or walk away with his release.
But he also mentioned too to Jericho that he was going through
PTSD.
PTSD. Sorry. Yeah. He said that, you know, because of, he felt like he just felt so on such shaky ground when involved anything with WWE that he felt he just couldn't do anything they wanted him to do. And, you know, I mean, if you read the transcript of the interview, he talks a lot about how he wanted Luke Harper to be with a Southern accent. Then he did it once and he said, you know, okay, you don't have to do it. And then the next script that was written had him talking in a thick Southern accent. So, you know, he would be told one thing and done another, you know?
And then he also said he did thank the WWE though, because by giving him his release 12 days earlier, whatever it was, it made it possible. So he was going to debut in Rochester if we ever got that show. And it wouldn't have been possible before. He said he wouldn't have been available until this past Wednesday at midnight would have been his release, his time. So he wouldn't have been able to wrestle in Rochester if we had had that show.
Unfortunately,
if he wasn't released.
Unfortunately, we didn't have the show. It's just a bummer. I want to talk to him about that. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been here. And I mean, maybe we will get a chance sometime soon, but, it was interesting, just another thing on AEW was, once again, superior show. At least NXT had wrestling. So you saw the numbers bounce back from having a canned interview or, you know, a retrospective show like the week before to having action, which was great. I enjoyed the two new guys that showed up on NXT. They were pretty good. Excuse me.
The one thing I will say that AEW didn't do as well this week is they didn't perform for not having a crowd. Last week they did a superior job of being able to have the matches and wrestle without having to respond to the crowd. Kenny Omega can't do that. He was still doing all his crowd gimmicks. He was doing everything he does to work for the crowd, and there's no crowd.
And it didn't seem like they had the guys ringside this time either. They were backstage betting, which was kind of dumb.
It was really cheesy because it reminded me a lot of what you see sometimes with the WWE guys when they show them backstage on camera watching the screens, and they're like rooting for the guys in the ring. And it was really funny because every time they did one of those cut scenes, they had different people in, it looked like obviously a staged room, different people like every match rooting. And it's like, at that point,
Sean Spears does not know how to bet on wrestling.
And it was a tough show anyways, because one, JR and Excalibur weren't there either. So they had to,
Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone and Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
Cody or Kenny Omega, who is not great at commentary as well.
No, and it's, you know, and so they were kind of at a loss. And so then to wrap that all up at the end, we get Matt Hardy showing up again after Jericho comes out and cuts a promo on Vanguard One floating above the ring again. And I thought for a second Vanguard was going to take the deal.
He should have,
you know.
It was a good deal.
Yeah, you know, he was offering him a lot, you know. He wasn't going to make him a floor cleaner or nothing, you know. And but then the Matt Hardy shows up and they do some magic with
he teleports.
Editing. He teleports all over the place, and it was magical editing. You know, that I could have lived without him, but that's also the broken Matt Hardy too. When he was on his compound, I could deal with it when he was off site of a wrestling ring, because when it was the weirdness of how he would do things on his compound and the editing, and all of a sudden he's driving a tractor, you know, in the middle, you know, with him at, you know, flipping around while Chris Jericho is standing solitary in the middle of the ring with his back to the camera. You know, I just, I don't know. It's a little cheesy for me.
Oh yeah.
The first time I saw it, I thought I was actually seeing things. I couldn't even believe what I saw.
Did somebody slip me something?
Mom, what'd you slip me? What was in the meatloaf?
What was in the ice cream sandwich, man? No, yeah, I you know, it was definitely a weird show, but I think they kind of took a step back, but I do think WWE did borrow, you know, I mean, obviously borrow without crediting them, of course, you know, but you know, they're smart. I mean, they saw that it was a better production. So obviously we'll see what happens in the next week or so, with what they're all the recorded shows, actually next couple of weeks with all the recorded shows WWE has, but
AEW is recording out now until May. They're going to be having these types of shows out until at least the first week of May at this point.
On that note, we're going to talk about one last thing before we go to break once again. Now listen, my TV DVR always records WWE backstage automatically, whether I want it to or not. This week, it doesn't record backstage.
Because they don't have, it's not actually on TV.
That wasn't on TV?
No, this was like a watch along they were doing online, and it was Renee Young, Booker T, and Xavier Woods. And who else should appear on WWE programming but Dean Ambrose? John Moxley shows up.
The AEW champion.
The AEW champion shows up right behind his wife.
He kind of looked like he photobombed her kind of, because he ran in with the dog out of the blue. But of course, Booker T and Xavier Woods there start dying laughing as a... very short subject and everything, but man, what do you think about that? I mean, I think that's kind of funny because you could do that also with Sean Spears with his wife, you know?
Yes. Even though not that she's been on TV
I haven't seen her since WrestleMania, I think, but Peyton Royce, is that her name? Yeah, you know, there's a couple people there, you know, and then you could do Britt Baker, because we haven't seen her since this
whole... Her and Adam Cole could be hanging out.
Yeah, we haven't seen Britt Baker since this whole, you know, this whole COVID-19 started. You know, but yeah, that was, I think it was hilarious. And I think someone's going to get yelled at, probably in AEW. It's like, what are you doing? You know, or
they're not going to yell at him. They pay him a lot of money to just come. They don't, it's Moxley. That's what he does.
What do you think, Ferb? Did you get a chance to see it?
I think I've only watched one episode of Backstage ever. So,
it's a good show. Believe me. Sometimes you get like some sweet thing. I mean, when CM Punk's on, he says anything.
I didn't actually even know anything about that till today. But it going with that, I guess with that little screenshot or jumping in on the show there with Mox, it also kind of brings back something that we talked about last week of, you know, WWE was playing stuff with Luke Harper on it.
True. I was going to say, he got the biggest benefit in the world of his, the week he debuted. He's also on SmackDown that night. Seconding, who was it? It was Bray Wyatt. No, not Bray Wyatt.
Right. I think it was from WrestleMania when they were showing clips of WrestleMania 30.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. It was 30. And so he was all over it. And it's like, yeah, I think if anybody benefited, it was him. So, well, it's interesting. It's fun to see a little crossover work there. You know, I don't think they hate each other nearly as much as you think they do, because we're all trying to work together to get past this thing. But on that note, we're going to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Clinic. I am the Cash Man, and you aren't. Here with Danger Boy and Furby, and we're into our third segment of the show. We want to thank you so much for listening. And you know, it's great. The sports world may be standing still, but we are still talking pro wrestling, because, for like I said, Vince McMahon's not going to stop a show because a wrestler dies in the middle of it. Why would he stop because of COVID-19? So there's your tagline on your tombstone, Vince, when it happens. Okay.
I do like that they're selling the shirts, the WrestleMania shirts. I wasn't there. Those are entertaining. I love that.
So
I might have to get one myself.
You know, I think that we're still going to get together for WrestleMania, right? You know,
that's what my plan is.
Yeah, I will tell you that. As far as I know, there's no establishment showing it, but maybe it would be. What's that place Dave and Buster's are trying to hook us up with?
They're all closed, though.
Oh, that's right. So nobody's showing it. So you're going to have to have the WWE Network if you want to.
Which you
get
can get for free.
Yeah, you can get it for free for 1 month. All you have
to do. They're giving away for free. Like,
not everything is for free. There's a free platform. Yeah,
but they opened up what's on the free platform now.
Which kills me, because I'm paying for it.
I've been paying for it since day one.
Yeah. Same here.
So
I never got my free month.
Yeah, it was a free month, and then I started paying after that. So, it was always free from the beginning, right?
No, originally it was
$9.99. It still is $9.99.
Yes.
So, but you know what?
They haven't raised rates. But like
Netflix. You know what? I don't have a problem with supporting WWE. I love wrestling, and listen, we maybe seem ultra critical of what's going on and everything, but they're doing their best they can to salvage what's going on.
Honestly, I would have no idea what to do in their spot right now with everything going on. Like, with the amount of people that are panicking, it's crazy.
Fox gets, they get this huge contract from Fox in October. They start, and what is it? 4 months later, they can't. They got to put clip shows on Fox, you know, or you know, well you know.
And it's interesting. They did show WrestleMania 30 on ESPN this past week,
and
it was the highest rated sports segment or sports show on ESPN during the week.
I saw that,
and it's like, WrestleMania 32 is going to be on this Sunday.
And 30 was a great one. The way with Daniel
30
Bryan
was a great one. I enjoyed watching 30.
Daniel Bryan won the title at the end of the night after beating Triple H earlier.
Undertaker could still move. That wasn't a terrible match with Brock.
No, there was 30. Journey was definitely a great show. And they that was the deal they were talking about, trying to distribute some of their pay-per-views to other companies. And their deal with ESPN was to just show WrestleMania. So they've got a whole set of them ready to go on ESPN.
Yeah, they're going
to
be showing them up until WrestleMania.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the schedule, because ESPN has nothing. And have you ever watched their morning show? They're contemplating trades and signings in the NFL and free agency. And it's like, but they can't, because they can't do, no one can, no one's flying to go get the, to get in, they're getting their physical examinations and stuff like that. Because
if it's not done by now, nothing's getting done really. I mean, they can do signings and whatnot, but something might happen when they can get the physicals. So,
and talking about selling the rights to the pay-per-views to ESPN and ESPN Plus, I guess there's a deal essentially that would be in place, but the money's not right now, and Vince wants more money or something.
Yeah, so. I heard actually Vince kind of nixed the whole thing when, he talked about it on the last investors meeting. Unfortunately, everything he seemed like he was very optimistic about has kind of been put on hold. So we'll see. But speaking of Vince, he also talked, people have been asking him about a couple of the big free agents who are out there still.
Well, we had one of these free agents was just a week and a half ago saying himself that he was in talks to come back. And everyone's like, that sounds kind of weird because you didn't leave on the greatest terms last time.
And we're talking about CM Punk.
No, we're talking about Del Rio.
Oh, Del Rio. I know Del Rio.
Del Rio was saying he was coming back. He was going to be part of the WWE again. And it's come out during this week that no, he's not. And Vince McMahon does not ever want to work with him again. And another person who's in that same boat is the man you just mentioned, CM Punk.
CM Punk, who's been talking to other people saying who he'd like to wrestle. When you hear CM Punk making news for saying who he wants to wrestle, that means CM Punk wants to wrestle. And listen, he has quality opponents he wants to wrestle. It's not like he still has a wish list. Of course he still wants the main event WrestleMania. That was his thing. That was his whole career.
That was the final straw, was that stuff.
Yeah, so right now, so CM Punk has been talking. Hopefully we'll get him on backstage again sometime soon, because I would love to hear him talk about wanting to wrestle Daniel Bryan again, because he did two of the best matches I've seen in WWE in the last 5 years were those two back-to-back pay-per-views.
It's been more than 5 years.
Has it been more than 5 years? Yeah. Oh, my goodness, because they're just like, and the shame was we all wanted Daniel Bryan to win, but the guys put on a match that was just unbelievable. So I think anybody who was, CM Punk was working with everybody, making them look great. Remember, he made John Cena look great.
And Cena's on his wish list, too.
And Daniel Bryan makes everyone look great. So yes. It's like you get two guys who are just know what they're doing and are intuitive in the ring.
Look what Daniel,
kinda like Ciampa and freaking Gargano.
Look what Daniel Bryan's doing right now with everything he's doing. He's lifting people up. He's making them look better. He's good. If they get Shorty Gable into that group he's doing.
I heard there's someone else they were talking about. There's another guy they're talking about joining, too. He's going to have a whole stable of smaller guys, underachievers.
For a while, I thought they were rumoring of Brian Gulak, Shorty G, and potentially Mustafa Ali.
Oh, really? Yeah, that would be great. He's talked about some guys he'd like to see in there too. And I mean, I see Prince Pretty on NXT every week. Why don't you put him in there too? That guy also puts on 5-star matches all the time. So yeah, so we've got potential for a lot of great things to happen in WWE. Now Daniel Bryan is also talking about taking a relaxed contract when his runs out this year.
That would allow him to phase himself back a little bit by having the rest of the group wrestle like Gulak and
giving him 6 weeks as well, because his wife's about to have their second kid.
Yes,
and if you follow the Divas show, I mean Total Bellas show, you'll know that they're just getting to the part now where Brie is pregnant again, and she didn't want to be apparently. So. That's a wonderful thing if you show your kid that in about 20 years after, hey, look it, they didn't want you. I'm sorry, that's not funny. We got to go to break. We got one more segment. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 12.8. All right, time for the last segment. We only got a couple of minutes left, of course. We always have the least amount of time left in the last segment of the show. For Furby is with me here, as well as Danger Boy, and I'm the Cash Man, and we thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. We, you know that, because the next weekend's WrestleMania, and we got to talk about some WrestleMania. We probably know a little bit more, probably everything that's happening at WrestleMania by next week.
I'm trying to avoid the spoilers, but I do want to see who they're putting in, plugging and playing.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna come. We're gonna come with the lineups and stuff like that. And even if they're altered, we'll let you know the altered lineup. So, but let's talk about what we're watching this week. You know, we just talked about Dark Side of the Ring in a couple segments ago, and the Chris Benoit story of it was great.
They do have a new episode coming out this week. I don't know which
it's
one.
It's New Jack.
Oh, yeah, it's a New Jack one.
New Jack. Cannot wait to watch that, because New Jack, remember when he told, he threatened to beat us up? It was right after that incident. He
get that microphone
out of my beeping face, or yeah. I'm going to be, you got to watch it for when you see it. New Jack kind of cut some guy up a little bit too bad in the ring, and the guy almost died in the ring from blood loss.
But they go into everything. They go from when he was in Smoky Mountain.
Mass Transit.
But through that's ECW and all that stuff.
It's really the Mass Transit situation that they're there. But yeah, and we talked to him right after that. They were in Buffalo, and he just did not like having a microphone near it, because he thought we were, because he was being hounded by media about it, and I didn't realize that. I don't think either of us did.
No.
That'll be interesting. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, so you're watching NWA, and you're going to see a lot of flashback matches,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of the NWA stuff, Evolve stuff. I mean, they had NWA 70 on last week. They did one of their pop-up events this past Tuesday. They had David Arquette and Tim Storm versus Josephus and some bald lady and a hair versus hair match. And then obviously it was Aldis versus James Storm, Cowboy James Storm, in the main event.
I feel terrible for Aldis, because he should be in the WWE.
He doesn't want to be, though.
I know, but he should have been. He should have been one of the guys they scooped up when he was available.
And he's doing such amazing work as the 10 pounds of gold champion right now, in NWA.
He's pretty much the reason why NWA is what it is right now.
And I'm pretty sure he's one of the guys who actually brought it back.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, Corgan went to him and made him the champion for a reason.
He's fantastic. He's one of the best guys on the mic that I've seen within the last 5 years, especially guys who aren't on mainstream, big TV wrestling. But, I was watching Evolve, seeing guys like Dream versus Orange Cassidy, who we see on AEW now, and also Darby Allin as well, seeing him in Evolve, and, the up-and-coming Austin Theory as well, who we got on NXT now. He was the Evolve champion for a while, so... Seeing a lot of these guys in older matches, catching up on them and seeing.
Yeah, you guys realize that. You realize AEW just didn't find these guys. This is not their first.
They didn't just pick them up off the side of the street.
No, they didn't. No. These guys wouldn't have signed them to such great contracts and two contracts in general if they didn't have a series of work that they're basing it on. And there's still a lot of great talent out there in independents that we'll see eventually make their way. Like, we're going to get Killer Cross soon on NXT, which you've been seeing these promos for a couple weeks
speaking
now.
Speaking of Killer Cross, he'd been on the last couple episodes of MLW. I mean, MJF is still very involved in MLW.
Okay.
And we see him a lot on AEW. He's one of their main up and coming stars, but he still has a big piece in MLW. So he's part of a faction over there. So it's interesting to see what kind of free reign some of these guys do have.
I'm kind of bummed we were supposed to have him on the week that AEW was in town. But on that note, we got to get out of here. I want to thank you, Furby. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.